Got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Operation Iron Hammer sounds like something Herman Goering would have come up with. It's just creepy. I mean, I'm not saying it's not cool and all. It's just a little unnerving. We got this. Rick, what's up? Love your damn show. That's why it sucked this summer when our band went on tour. No, Rick. Our last show was in Milwaukee, and then the day after we stayed to watch a huge outdoor concert put on by Harley Davidson. It was the 100th anniversary show. It was the worst booking mistake I've ever seen in my life. 100,000 bikers show up with surprise guests. First, the Doobie Brothers. Then Kid Rock and Tim McGraw. And then for the finale, who would you say the finale was for that?
Toby Keith.
He's thinking AC/DC or the Stones, but no, the finale was Elton John. Excellent. Jeff at FedEx, and he says, P.S. F. Matt with more cowbell.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elton John! Yeah, that's great. All right. Here's another one. Rick checking in from Prineville, Oregon. Where is it? 45 minutes east of Bend. I believe the last time I caught your show on a daily basis was right before Christina left for Bend. 8,500 people here. Moved here to be with my wife. Thank God for the internet. I stopped telling people about your show. Everyone I tell already listens to you. I'm a truck driver. Please forgive the spelling, grammar, and sentence structure. I'm not trapped here. I love it. I can walk outside to pee. Okay, I think he got drunker and drunker as he sent this email.
At least he acknowledged, you know, some spelling issues and stuff.
Seriously.
Some people just don't realize that they can't spell.
The funny part is that he misspelled grammar. That's kind of the... There's a certain irony there. All right, anyway, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland, Prineville. Excellent. Prineville, represent. Coming up this hour, we got... Well, it's not even Jolie, because Jolie's gone. Just waiting for the cheers to subside. Jolie is gone today, Friday, and Monday. So there's no Jolie till Tuesday. We were initially... And Sarah and I had this whole talk about it today. We were initially going to get somebody from the audience to answer the How Chicks Think question today. Because, you know, Kristen, I mean, we can get Kristen, but we'll probably have Kristen do one of the days, but I know she's got an actual job to do and whatnot, so I don't really want to intrude on her every single day. But we were going to get someone from the audience. We were just going to pick sort of a random woman from the audience to be the host of How Chicks Think today. But I don't even know how we would find that. I don't even know how we'd pick that person. I mean, you can't really just pick arbitrarily. I mean, it seems like they got to pass some sort of a test or something, but I don't even know how to administer that. So here's what we're going to do. So for today... we've got our friend Corinne from Promotions, who is working at... She's basically the front desk substitute today. So if you've won like a... You know, you won like a Tim McGraw CD today, you're coming in to pick that up, you're going to see this blonde girl at the front desk named Corinne. So Corinne is actually working for Jolie at the front desk. So what we're going to do is we're going to have Corinne, who you all have never heard before. She's never been on the show before, but she is substituting for Jolie at the front desk. So she'll substitute for Jolie on How Chicks Think today, too. We'll see how that works. And then we'll, we'll try to find some way to pick a woman from the audience to be the Jolie for tomorrow. And then Jolie will be rejoining us next Tuesday when she's out of the country or something. She's lamming it somewhere. Anyway, so that's coming up this hour. We're going to play some stuff off the new Kid Rock CD. Later on today, we got today's top five. Top five mistakes ever made on the top five list because of yesterday's gigantic... I mean, a screw-up that just got bigger with every passing minute. First, it was Ashton Kutcher, and then I was wrong about the date, and then it was Tonya Harding's birthday, and then she's not really 30, she's 33. It's huge, colossal F-up, so we're going to get to that later. And we've got this Maxim list... The top funniest, the 50 funniest movie scenes of all time. We're going to talk about that in a little bit so I can lecture and be annoyed about how wrong it is. It's all coming up. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK Newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
A Tanzanian who thought his boss's bicycle had been stolen while in his care killed himself by diving into a cesspool, only for a friend to return with the bike a little bit later. 20-year-old Samuel Boniface committed suicide after telling his employee the bicycle was missing. Shortly after his body was found floating in the cesspool, his friend returned the bicycle saying he borrowed it. Second cesspool story. At least six Brazilian soldiers suffocated in a sewer after an attempted escape from the San Paulo State Penitentiary. In all, 87 inmates took off Through a series of sewage pipes and tunnels, they captured 13 fugitives in a house of 500 yards away. After a tunnel was dug to meet up with the sewers, they knew the sewer worked well. There should still be prisoners running around down there, but who's going to go check?
Sitting down there marinating in last week's burritos. That's got to smell good.
Well,
just let them go, man. Why would you want those guys back? Why would you want somebody that's been soaking in a brine of human feces for 3 days back anywhere near your president? You know what? There's no ivory's going to get that stink off of you. I don't care what it is, man. You could use a combination of lava soap and wire wool. That's not coming off of you. You're going to be smelling for the rest of your life.
But here's the worst part. 13 died along the way after getting lost.
Lost. Lost in a river of feces. I mean, I'm not saying that there isn't a worse way to die. I'm saying that right off, I can't think of one.
Oh.
I mean, if there is sort of a worse, and I mean, do you suppose this, I mean, do you suppose that, okay, so there they are. Wait, are we out of the lunch hour? Yeah.
Yeah.
So there they are. They're in a sewage pipe filled with feces. They're trying to get out of the prison, and it's, you know, and they're taking a wrong turn. And I don't really know how you take a wrong turn when you're in a sewage pipe filled with feces, because it all is going to one exit anyway. It all has to dump somewhere. And there's a bunch of smaller pipes, I would imagine, that feed into the main sewage pipe, right? So it seems like you would just stay in the main large sewage pipe, and you'd always know where you were going. But let's assume for a moment that they did somehow get lost. Do you suppose that there was just like a moment towards the end before they, I mean, and do you die from, what, you don't die, do you die from the gas, or do you die from, is it like a drowning thing? Because it seems like that's the only way you could make that worse, you know? That, and if you had, I don't know, like a bad cold or something. Like
are you still talking about being stuck in sewage pipes?
Yeah, because I'm just,
I've tuned you out.
I'm just saying, you figure that prisoners are pretty much incorrigible, right? You know, you a guy who's, you know, doing hardcore time at a penitentiary. You know, you pretty much, guys don't go straight to prison. They're, you know, they commit smaller crimes, they're in county and whatnot, and then they get sent to the big house. So they never learn their lesson. But you might think that just moments before the guy finally drowned in a pipe full of sewage, that he might actually been thinking, where have I gone wrong in my life? Like, that might actually turn you around at the very end. Do you wonder if he was sort of...
Taking that moment while face down in feces to repent?
Taking his final 10 seconds as he he's drowning in last night's lunch, saying, I've made poor choices in my life.
Flashing through the sequence in the he chose poorly.
Regrets. I've had a few. All right. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Well, television viewers preferred the real Jessica Lynch to the fictional one. An estimated 15.7 million watched Diane Sawyer interview the former prisoner of war in that 90-minute special. That compares to 14.9 million who watched the NBC Saving Jessica Lynch movie. But she couldn't compete with another beloved television icon. The Andy Griffith Show reunion was seen by an estimated 21.6 million people, becoming the champion of the night.
Andy, I didn't think there were that many old people left in this country.
Yeah.
All right, what channel was
it? All these boomers.
Yeah.
Right. It was on CBS.
CBS, of course, CBS, where
CBS
television viewers...
CBS, of course, a big time.
CBS is sort of an elephant graveyard of television viewers. You know what I mean? It's just a big, boneyard over there.
Two Maryland girls have been suspended and another kicked off the Honor Society after following a teacher's suggestion to do something nonconformist during lunch hour.
Tell me it ends in kissing.
It is.
Yeah.
They stood up on top of a cafeteria table and locked lips.
Sweet.
Catherine stood up there with me and I yelled, end to homophobia now, and for around 12 to 15 seconds. It was passionate. It was not, I wouldn't say lewd. It was
not at all, baby.
You know, it got the point across.
Che Guevara would be proud. And I'm, you know, if you had told me when I was going to school that there would someday, you know, be a time when you could engage in social rebellion and, you know, constructive sort of, constructive rebellion in society by chicks making out in a cafeteria somewhere, it's like I would, that's the only reason I would ever go back to high school now, because we've just entered some nexus where that's like an acceptable way of socially protesting is a bunch of girls tonguing it out in the cafeteria. That's good times.
Undaunted by her box office flops like Swept Away, The Next Best Thing, Madonna has unveiled plans to make another movie.
Yeah.
No, tell me no. Only this time she's going at it with material that's been pre-approved by the critics. The 45-year-old singer tells Extra the plans are underway to make a film based on her best-selling children's book, The English Roses. She'll provide the voice of the fairy godmother in the animated flick. The book has been printed in 30 different languages, published in more than 100 countries.
But this isn't... Wait, but this isn't a book she wrote, is it?
Yeah.
So this is... So she's making a movie version of her own children's book.
Yeah, The English
All
Roses.
Right. So she can... So she can ruin, like, the one thing she did over the last 10 years that was critically praised. You talk about a woman who's just, you know, for such a savvy marketer, I think that Madonna has made, you know, she made some sort of Billy Wayne-esque deal with the devil, and I think it's expired because it seems like Madonna just woke up one day and was stupid. I mean, Madonna's, you know, you say whatever you want about her, but she's never been dumb. And Madonna's always known what she's doing, but it's like, I don't know, sometime about two and a half years ago, she just got out of bed one day and got kicked in the head by a mule, and she's never made a good marketing decision since then. Because the thing about Madonna is, and I think we all know that this is true, that if Madonna would just go away, she'd be able to have a successful comeback in about 6 or 7 or 8 years. Can you imagine? I mean, look at how much money Cher's making on that to have farewell tour. You know what I mean? I mean, if Madonna would just pack it up for like a decade, she could come back and make $1 billion, probably.
I know, and the stupid decisions she's making now is tainting like all of her past great decisions, like listening to Like a Virgin or Material Girl, any of that stuff. Now I just see her now singing it.
Well, that's the thing, and we're never gonna want her back because she won't go away. I mean, we're never going to have a chance to go, boy, I wish Madonna come back so I could pay $190 for a reunion tour ticket, because she won't leave. She just continues to be there churning out yet another bad film. That alone is proof that she doesn't listen to her handlers, obviously, because if there's one thing, whatever you think about Madonna's music, whatever you think about Madonna's other activities, if there's one thing that everyone as a planet can agree upon, this is what brings us together as people. Jew, Gentile, white, black, young, old. Madonna shouldn't make any more goddamn movies. Ever. Ever. There should never be another Madonna film. I mean, she did 1.5 good movies over, what, 25 years? It's not a good batting average, all right? Just stop.
Oh, no, it's been a couple days.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. In the meantime, Martin, you're in Northeast Portland. What's up?
Yeah, I have a prison poo story.
Of course you do.
I did time up in Monroe.
Yeah?
And it was at the farm. They let prisoners out to go work on this farm.
Uh-huh.
There's a 15-foot diameter, basically, crap hole behind the calf barn that's about 15 feet deep. And it grew over with grass and everything on it. And we were working on the roof, and we walked around the corner, and it just looks like ground. Everybody continued walking, except for me, up to neck in calf shit.
Oh, well, I had to bleep that there. I had to bleep that. So you fell into the hole?
Yeah.
And so what kind of, was it like horse or animal, like was manure or something?
No, it was baby cow's calf.
Oh, yeah. And, up to your neck in calf feces.
If one of the other inmates didn't turn around and pull me out, I would have drowned.
Oh, see, that's what I'm saying. Is there a worse way to die?
Nope.
I mean, you could be pushed slowly through a small screen like an eggplant, and it would be better than, you know, dying. I mean, and that's going to be embarrassing in the afterlife, when, you know, you have to explain to people that you drowned in a bunch of poo.
Oh, I never lived it down.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't you, I mean, seriously, to be honest, wouldn't you even think twice about saving a guy that had, you know, fallen into that hole? Because you know that stink's not coming off you for several days, too. Bad scene. All right. Hey, you haven't gone back to the pokey since then, have you?
Uh-huh.
All right. Good stuff. All right. There you go. That's Martin in Northeast Portland. Thanks for listening. There you go. All right. It's Tim Riley.
Time now for the long-awaited double Britney watch.
Here's your double Britney watch for Thursday.
Well, Britney is themed over NBC's recent Dateline profile on her, which she feels portrayed her in an unflattering light, so she's getting back at the network by pulling out of her upcoming Today Show concert set. The November 21st gig was among a handful of upcoming Spears appearances in the works for NBC, they're also planning to book her on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno and the cable arm MSNBC. Although the cancellation of her Today Show visit was likely to put her other guest spots in jeopardy, the 21-year-old pop star reportedly isn't too concerned about the loss of publicity. The rep says Spears has been in discussions for several months with several networks, quoting, there's no final deal with NBC.
I don't understand, but this interview hasn't aired yet, has it?
No.
Okay, but it paints her in an unflattering light?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I mean, I'm hard-pressed to think of what interview you could do with Britney Spears at this point that really wouldn't make her look bad in some way. It's not like she's made a cornucopia of great decisions lately.
Oh, and, okay, here's part two, and the best part. Britney Spears likes masturbating so much she's written a song about it. The name of the song is The Touch of My Hand. It is on her new album,
yeah.
In the Zone. She tells People magazine that it's a positive thing to indulge in yourself in a sexual way.
I agree, baby. You ain't doing nothing wrong.
She says guys can talk about it, but why not girls? Spears says she doesn't do it all the time. But if you say you don't do it, then you're lying. Spears says masturbating teaches what turns you on. Then she says you're able to get more to other people.
I can't tell if that was a fake story or not, but I really don't
care. True.
I'm not even really sure how to feel about it. What's the song called?
The Touch of My Hand.
Touch of My Hand.
I watched an interview with her talking about that song.
Have you heard the song?
No, I haven't, but she just... I have a hard time believing that she actually said that because she seemed completely uncomfortable talking about it.
Really? Mm-hmm. See, doesn't that seem... I mean, look, I'm all for Britney talking about, you know, fiddling the bean and whatnot. But I'm just saying, it seems like one of those things that's... Another one of those, like, they sat down with a spreadsheet and, like, came up with a list of things that would titillate, you know, her audience and get them to buy the record. I'm not really sure.
Sherry has Madonna now. She's trying to steal from Cyndi Lauper.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, she's just obviously spending way too much time in London. I mean, what if Madonna's secretly managing Britney's career? That would explain why Madonna's making so many bad decisions and why Britney is doing all of this weird, skanky stuff lately. That makes a lot of sense. I wonder if Madonna is secretly sort of guiding Britney's career behind the scenes.
Like with a voodoo doll?
No, that would make... I mean, because Britney's, you know, she's trying so hard to have a comeback because she's been written off, you know, and kind of Britney's throne has really been usurped by a lot of people. It's not just, you know, it's not just Christina Aguilera anymore. There's like a million chick singers out there that have sort of taken over for her. I wonder... If Madonna is giving her advice behind the scenes, that would explain a hell of a lot. It would explain why Britney's kind of turned into a Madonna cover act over the last year or so. All right. I'm going to offer a prize to the first person that gets us a copy of that Britney Spears song. What's it called? Touch of My Hand?
Touch of My Hand.
Okay, it's a Britney Spears. It's called Touch of My Hand by Britney Spears. Song about Britney rocking the man in the boat. Do we have anything to give somebody? Of course we do. We have that webcam from Budget Computers, right?
Yeah, USB Connect webcam for a laptop or a home machine.
All right, we have a brand new webcam USB connector. Yeah, for either your laptop or your desktop PC.
It's really small.
It is. It's small.
It
it's great.
It's a Subway ladies' room.
Brand new from Budget Computers. So I'll tell you what. It was what? Never mind.
It's in regard to a story last week.
It took me a second to register that. I'll tell you what. So I will actually, you know what? I'll give that to the first person that gets us a copy of the Britney Spears song. The song's called The Touch of My Hand. Yeah, so we'll offer up that webcam. And I'm not encouraging you to do anything illegal, by the way, or to break any laws. I'm saying this, of course, would be a fair use copy of something you already own that you paid cash money for.
I don't even think that album's
out
yet.
Shut up. I'm not advocating that you engage in illegal file sharing. That would be wrong. I'm just saying that we'll give this brand new webcam from Budget Computers the first person that gets us a copy of that Britney Spears song. That's how easily marketed.
That sounds more than reasonable.
All right, do we have anything? Are we doing something else here?
Well, that's the end of the Britney one.
All right, there you go. All right, we got more on the way. We'll be back. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. Coming up here in a short while, we'll play some of that new Kid Rock album came out on Tuesday. It's just self-titled. Hey, some guy from Trading Spaces. Is that a guy? Ty Pennington?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's a heartthrob. The Learning Channel's Trading Spaces Home Improvement Heartthrob, Ty Penny. No one is really named Ty.
I can actually see that. He's got that funky vibe to him.
Really? Fuses carpentry with style. I mean, he's written a book, I guess.
Do you have a picture of him on there?
I really don't. It's just a thing that's been torn out of the paper here. It's apparently a practical and inspirational how-to book for tackling household projects, both large and small, from decorating to home repair. All right, so if that's the sort of thing you're into, inexplicably, that's tonight he's going to be hanging out at Powell's, apparently. titillating, pudgy suburban women. So you want to go get in line early for that. I don't know who sent me this thing about hate radio. Somebody sent me a gigantic brochure about the Rick Emerson Show, and it apparently need to remove the show from the airwaves because it's... apparently we engage in hate radio here.
What is that whole thing is like a letter?
No, it's like a big thing about how you can identify a hate radio program,
yeah,
and steps you can take as a community to remove hate radio from the airwaves. But
we've been identified as a hate
program. I was looking for an email, and I'm going through this big pile. We got busy listening to that Kid Rock during the break, and I completely forgot to find the email I was going to read. Oh, here we go. It's from subject line: Listener Party and My Lame Ass. This is from Tim. Rick, I always hear you talking about how lame you were when you were my age, 19, he says in parentheses. But don't feel bad. I don't think you ever did what I did when I was at the listener party in La Center. I thought it was 21 and over. I spent a lot of time and money getting a fake ID manufactured all the while to get there and realize all the while to get there. Fake ID manufactured all the while to get there and realize that it was 18 and over, and I spent $75 for nothing. $75?
For nothing. Now he has a good fake ID.
Your ass paid $75. Where do they charge you $75 for a fake ID? Especially because I'm not advocating that you get fake IDs. I'm just saying that fake IDs, you can't even really get those anymore, because they're impossible to...
I didn't turn 21 until my senior year of college. I had many, many fake IDs, and some of them can be quite costly depending on how you get them made.
Yeah, but when was that? Well, I guess that would have been, how long ago would that have been? 5 years ago?
Turned 21.
When did you have a fake ID? How old were you when you got a fake ID?
I got my first one when I was, I think, 18 or 19.
18, so yeah, 4 or 5 years ago,
yeah.
And that was in Washington State?
Mm-hmm.
So do they have like the weird, because the Oregon ones have got like weird holograms and crap on them now, don't they?
No, I had different ones. I had one from Maryland, one from New Jersey.
Oh, okay, that's true. I guess you could get them, guess they don't have to be from the state where you live, but one from Maryland. What was your name?
Oh, I can't remember it anymore. It was like Jennifer. She was 5 feet tall. I looked nothing like her, but I never got it taken away.
Oh, wait, but it wasn't even your picture?
No. Half the time you don't use your own picture.
Oh, really? I didn't see. When I got my fake IDs, it was totally my own picture.
Or the way it could be really expensive is if you have a friend... Should I be talking about this?
Sure. We're not telling people to do it. This is just for journalistic purposes.
This is crazy things we did in our youth.
The way it could be very expensive is if you have similar like traits to a friend of yours or something, they can fill out all their driver's license identification for you, and then you go in and take the picture for them. You get all their information.
And that has the added benefit
really
of being a federal crime, too.
Seriously.
So there you go. So
I had a couple friends get in trouble.
So you've actually committed a major felony in addition to being able to drink. So now when you get out of the jailhouse for falsifying government documents, you'll be able to drink liquor to ease your pain. That never even occurred to me. I mean, I know that if you want to get a new identity, the deal is, and it sounds a little morbid, I know the deal is that you find, I know that if you want to get a fake ID, you go and you find, someone your own age who died very young.
Not your own age, someone who has just turned 21. If you're trying to...
Well, but I'm saying if you're an adult, if I wanted to lamb it, you know, from the man, the deal is you would go find somebody who was born around the same time you were but died really young and therefore wouldn't have left a paper trail, and you start...
You could never have had a social security number and
all
that
so
stuff.
You know, it sounds more...
You know what's
but
another
I mean,
good
you know,
ID?
And then, but then you could just use all their stuff because they never really had a chance to exist, so it's a clean slate and you can totally... That's how they always tell people to do it, not that we tell people to do those things.
Well, if you would ever want to get away with using a fake ID, you could get a person that has your same hair color, same eye color, but they're obese. And nobody
and
will ever question
weight.
Exactly. Nobody ever questions that because they don't want to be like, oh, so you dropped it. You know,
you used to be a fatty.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, see, because the woman, I was at the Roseland, and the woman was totally giving me the hairy eyeball. She was like looking back and forth and back, and I look just like I do. On my license, I look exactly the same. But she was totally giving me the up and down and the back and forth. So, I mean, the fake IDs I had I don't even want to tell you why I got the fake ID. I was living in Spokane and I was 18. Any story that starts with living in Spokane is like, you know, it's got some stupid, you know, resolution to it, right? And so I didn't even want to get it to drink. Like, that wasn't even me, because it's like, you know, you don't, I guess, I don't understand getting the fake ID. Like, I don't see, I'm not advocating that young people drink because your body is a temple. But I'm saying, I don't really see the need to go through the time and trouble and hassle and risk of getting a fake ID if all you want to do is get loaded. Because if you want to get loaded, there's there's people to buy for you. Not that they should, but there's people to buy for you. There's friends. If you're a girl, there's always a guy willing to get you hooked up. You know, you go over to some dude's house, there's always a guy that, you always know some guy that's got a case of hams in the fridge or whatever. So it basically means going to a bar. That's what the fake ID is for. It's not for drinking as such. It's for hanging out in a bar, which is not really high on my list of things that I like to do. So my fake ID was simply and solely for the purpose of seeing Quiet Riot. Because they were playing at this place called Gatsby's, which doesn't exist anymore, but it was on 3rd Street, I think, in Spokane. It was just a terrible
hole. Did it work?
Yeah, baby. My friend Jason gave me the hookup because I'm like, dude, I want to see Quiet Riot. They're playing at Gatsby's. He's like, okay, go see a guy on Sprague. Tell him that Jason sent you. And I'm like, all right. So I go out there and I get my fake ID. And Jason had gotten this ID made there that he said worked for him everywhere because he totally went out and got loaded. He went out and tried to pick up, because he wasn't even 18, and he tried to get it. He was using it to get into strip clubs because he would go out and get loaded and try to pick up strippers. So he was 17. He'd got it made so he could get into strip clubs. You only have to be 18 to get in a strip club in Washington. So he sends me to this place to get my fake ID made, and I go, oh, I'm here to, and I felt the need to make up this elaborate backstory, I was, my suitcase was stolen and all my ID, and the guy's like, all right, whatever, fill out the form. And he didn't even care. I was trying to make like it was all for legitimate purposes, but that guy obviously just made all his money by cranking out fake IDs for college students all day long. So I was really worried about letting him know that it was on the up and up, but he's like, hey, whatever, he fills out the forms, that takes your picture, And I go and stand in front of the thing, and I'm trying, and I hadn't shaved for like 3 days, so I've got like 4 hairs sprouting out of my cheeks so I can try to look really old. And then, of course, they're dreaming up, and then you have to put down your name, and you want to put down your own name, and so I name myself after the lead singer of Dangerous Toys, which is this band that I was listening to a lot at the time, because I thought the guy had the coolest name ever. His name was Jason McMaster, and I thought that was like the greatest name ever. It's not like Jason McMaster, it's like, who would do that? I mean, listen to how lame I am. So this is the moral of today's story is, no matter how, like, at your lamest, at the absolute apogee of your lameness, I was naming myself after the lead singer of Dangerous Toys so I could sneak into a bar to see Quiet Riot play music in 1991, okay? So, I mean, you can never be as lame. I wasn't as lame as Jason. You know what Jason's name was on his fake ID? Yeah, Jack Daniels. So there you go. And that fake ID never failed him. Like, you had the green. I didn't even need to have it made. I walked up to Gatsby's ID. I waved it in front of me. Goes, eh, all right. And it was the worst. It looked like a third grade identification card from your school. It looked like the ID card that you get from the Tricks Are for Kids cereal club that you're like mailing in a box top. That's what it looked like. Spent like $65 on that. Why? Because I'm a tool. So there you go. So don't feel bad, Tim. Your lame ass is still much better than mine. We're going to come back. We're going to do a thing here. We're going to play some Kid Rock here in just a second. We're going to talk to Corinne, who is filling in for Jolie at the front desk. As such, she will fill in on how chicks think today. And then we got today's top five mistakes of all time, plus the 50 greatest comedy scenes in a movie of all time. This is from the new Kid Rock CD. It's self-titled. This cut is simply called Rock and Roll. It's the Rick Emerson Show on Hot Talk 1080. KOTK, stay there. We'll be back, y'all.
Take aim. confused. I just wanna shoot your soul for the rhythm and the blues. Them boys are selling you lines, but you ain't been buying, buying. But what I'm giving is free, so it's well worth trying. Because I know you like to rock and roll, you like to rock and roll.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, in my own defense, you know, the thing is, it's not even really in my own defense. I should have just admitted this like 2 or 3 minutes ago when I made the mistake. I don't like to say this sort of thing out loud. But, you know, the reason I actually didn't even get the title of the album correct is because I never actually paid for it. I downloaded it off the net. I'm such a bad person. I'm such a terrible person. I am. So, I vowed to go purchase it the next time I'm at the CD Game Exchange. It was right there, man. It was like in the early days of Kazaa. You know, still using it, testing it out. Wasn't like dummy.
Testing it out.
Wasn't little dummy files everywhere. And so I'm just browsing. I put in, you know, Kid Rock, Devil. There's the whole album. Me. Well, I might as well just get it all now. Right onto my jukebox. So I couldn't even tell you what the album cover looks like. All I know is it's got him with a cigar. That's all I know. There was this whole... I mean, I won't lie. I'm not gonna front on y'all. There was this whole period of my life where I didn't buy a goddamn thing. There was just pretty like 18 months, I didn't buy a damn thing anywhere. So, that's from that unfortunate period of my life. The less said about that. Kids, Rick is not a role model. Don't be like Rick. All right. At least it's not like a Blue Tanya's birthday again, you know, or anything. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. Hey, by the way, we got the Britney Spears MP3. Guy, Gabe, we got two people in a row, two people inside of about 90 seconds hooked us up with that Britney Spears song. So we're going to play that next hour here. We'll announce who the winner was here in just a short while. Coming up later on, we got today's top five as well. Top five mistakes ever made on the top five list, et cetera, et cetera, so on and so forth. Let's roll it. It's another exciting edition of How Chicks Think. Joining us today in the stead of Jolie is our friend Corinne, who works in the promotions department. You were working at the front desk for Jolie today, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. So the audience is not familiar with you. They haven't heard you. They've only got Jolie to compare you to, so you're already ahead of the game.
Perfect.
Doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. You can come on here and set fire to kittens, and they're going to like you because you're not Jolie. So what we're going to do is, because you were working at the front desk all day for Jolie, we are simply going to ask you the How Chicks Think question today.
Perfect.
Corinne. All right. So don't feel the need to be a shrieking harpy just because you're sitting in that chair. It's not required. You should just answer honestly and in a way that you feel represents the opinions of chicks across the world. All right. Rick, I've heard you address the L question before about how and when to tell a girl that you love her. My situation is a little different. There's a girl I've been sleeping with on and off for about a year. Nothing serious, or so I thought, until Sunday night. I called her and asked her to come over. She said yes. 5 minutes after walking in the door, we're in bed having a pretty good time. Later, after it was done, she said, "I love you." I panicked and mumbled something, and then she was asleep, which is a pretty funny mental image. "I love you." So I dodged a bullet. My question is, well, he has two here. My question is, do women ever say "I love you" when they don't mean it? And if she does mean it, is there any way I can keep banging her without saying "I love you too"? That's from Dan. So we'll take these one at a time. So first, so do women ever, because guys do that all the time. Guys are constantly telling women that they love them when they don't. I mean, it happens probably 90% of the times that the phrase "I love you" is uttered by a guy. It's just a big load. So do women do that?
No. Women, they say the L word when they actually love the person. So
a woman doesn't say, it doesn't slip out by mistake?
No. Girls know. Girls know when they fall in love with somebody.
The only time a guy ever says "I love you" sort of when it's, I mean, guys, have you ever done this, though? I don't know if you men have done this. Have you ever accidentally ended, like, a business call or a non-intimate call, like, out of habit with "I love you"? I totally did that one time. I was about 19 or 20, and I've been talking to my girlfriend on and off, because we were having a long-distance relationship at the time. Anyway, she's in the place. So we would spend these long, long, long times on the phone together, and of course, you get in the habit of ending every call with "I love you." And I was on the phone talking to, like, some record rep from Warner Brothers, and he's like, "So are you gonna play the new Garth Brooks?" "Me, yeah, we're going to add that." "All right, love you." "Nope!" You know, and then you try to... you totally try to suck it back, and it's too late. All right, so first question is, so women, if they say "I love you," they mean it.
They mean it.
All right.
Comes from the heart.
Second question. If she does mean it, which apparently she does, is there any way that I can keep banging her without saying "I love you too"?
No, it's going to ruin her self-esteem. She's going to have this image with this guy that she thinks she has a serious relationship, and now it's gone.
But what he's saying is there some way that he can sort of skirt the issue a little bit, without having to answer?
He can probably skirt it for a couple, maybe 3 weeks, and then she's going to be on his case about it, and just like American Pie, you know, it's going to be there.
And she's going to nag him about it.
Yep.
So there's no way, so if she says "I love you," he can't go, "I like you too." There's no way to...
No, the "I like" and "I love" are a big thing right there.
All right, there you go. So there's today's edition of How Chicks Think. Well done, Corinne. Concise, accurate, to the point. We're like making stuff up and throwing things at me. Well done. Thank you. We appreciate it. All right, there you go. We'll be back. We got more on the way, including today's top five. Stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
From the KOTK newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 2:01. I'm Tim Riley. A Lane County man will spend 12 years in the slammer on sexual abuse charges. Police say 64-year-old Philip Doak of Creswell made an Alford plea to charges of sexual abuse. That means he admitted no guilt but acknowledges the charges could be proven. Court papers say a cargo ship operator accused of dumping oil into the water will plead guilty and pay a $450,000 fine. The number of Oregon public schools listed as needing improvement has dropped from 355 to 333. That's still about 25% above all other schools anywhere. Partly sunny this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid-50s. Cloudy tonight. Chance of rain by tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.